But what we've seen in the course of the past few minutes only is an announcement, quite an extraordinary one, by the Russian defence minister. He was sitting in the office of the Russian president when he almost casually sort of announced to him that the Russian naval bombardment of Syria had begun. He said that four ships of the Caspian flotilla, which is the Caspian Sea is quite remote from Syria, it's not close by at all, but four ships of the Caspian flotilla had launched long-range missiles, 26 of them, that had travelled something in the region of 1,500 kilometres, about 1,000 miles, to their targets inside Syria. 11 targets apparently struck, all of them, according to the Defence Ministry, the Defence Minister, destroyed. There's no mention of civilian casualties, except to say that there weren't any, as far as the Defence Minister was concerned. Vladimir Putin, you know, took the news. These are often very staged events, of course, but he took the news in his stride and congratulated the Defence Minister on the operation, saying that the results of that operation were positive. And so that was how the world learned, or how Russia learned, of Russia's escalation of its involvement in Syria from airstrikes to now officially to include naval strikes as well.